MyAudiobooks.ai presents The Clock in Your Cells, What 3 Years of Omega-3 Did to Biological Age. For a decade, the hottest instrument in aging science has been the epigenetic clock, a way of reading chemical marks on your DNA to estimate how old your body actually is, as opposed to how many birthdays you have had. The clocks can predict disease and death better than the calendar. They have also never had much good news to report. Almost nothing anyone swallows moves them. This year, a post-hoc analysis of the largest and most rigorous supplement trial ever run in older adults reported that something did. 3 years of a daily gram of omega-3, the cheap, generic, 40-year-old fish oil supplement, measurably slowed several of the clocks. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts, turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription, and store your items in your own personal library. During our research into the primary analysis of the DOHEALT trial data, the strange and contested science of methylation clocks, and the decade of null results that preceded this one, we found a story about what it means when a $3 a month supplement moves the most sophisticated aging measurement we have, why the finding is simultaneously exciting and easy to oversell, and what the clocks can and cannot tell you about your own mortality. Section 1. The Clock and the Candle. To understand why this analysis matters, you have to understand what an epigenetic clock actually is. Your DNA is the same in every cell, but every cell reads it differently, and the reading is controlled in part by chemical tags, methyl groups, that attach to specific sites along the genome and turn genes up or down. As you age, the pattern of those tags shifts in a way so consistent that algorithms trained on them can guess your age within a few years. The deviation is the signal. A body whose methylation pattern reads older than its birthdays tends to get sick sooner and die earlier. The clocks, in other words, are the closest thing science has to a speedometer for aging. And for most of their existence, the speedometer has only ever told us how fast we were going, never how to slow down. The methylation itself is a beautifully simple piece of chemistry with outsized consequences. A methyl group is one carbon and three hydrogens, nothing more. And when it docks onto a cytosine base at one of the genome's control points, it can quiet a gene as effectively as a mute button. Your cells add and remove these tags constantly in response to environment, diet, stress, and time. The aging clock reads the accumulated pattern of those mutes the way a forester reads tree rings, not as a diary of what happened, but as a measure of how much living the tissue has weathered. That is why the clocks predict mortality better than any blood panel ever built, and why the longevity field treats them as the scoreboard. The first of these clocks appeared barely a decade ago, when a biostatistician showed that a few hundred methylation sites could predict chronological age across every tissue in the body, and that the errors were more interesting than the answers. Tissues that read older than their owner's age belonged to people who died sooner. The clock was not measuring time, but condition. A generation of researchers has since built second and third generation clocks tuned not to birthdays, but to outcomes, disease onset, mortality, the pace of decline. The instruments have become the field's common currency. Any intervention that claims to slow aging is now expected to move them. Almost nothing does, which is why the field has spent years selling the tests anyway, on the assumption that no result would ever arrive to contradict the pitch. The problem is that the speedometer has been all measurement and no lever. The longevity field is drowning in compounds that extend the lives of mice and worms. But when the clocks are used to test interventions in humans, almost nothing moves the needle. Exercise shows modest effects in some analyses. Most supplements show none. That is the context into which the DOHEALT analysis dropped. Not a biohacker startup's press release, but a three-year randomized placebo-controlled trial of more than 700 adults over 70, run across five European countries, testing simple, boring interventions, vitamin D, omega-3, and a home exercise program, alone and in combination. The trial's original purpose was to test whether these reduced diseases. Its biobank turned out to hold a more interesting question. Did any of them slow the clocks? And if so, by how much? And at what price per month? Section 2. What 3 years showed. The answer, per the analysis published this year, is that omega-3 did. Participants taking a gram a day of omega-3 fatty acids showed significantly slower progression on several of the established methylation clocks compared with placebo. A slowing on the order of a few months of biological age over the three-year window on the clocks where the effect was strongest. The combination of omega-3, vitamin D, and exercise showed additive slowing on one of the newer composite clocks. Vitamin D alone and exercise alone did not show the same consistent signal. The effects are modest. Nobody reversed anything, and nobody should claim otherwise on a package label. But they are statistically real, measured against placebo, in the largest trial of its kind. The trial's scale is what separates this from the 1,000 supplement claims that came before it. More than 700 participants, all over 70 years old, followed for 3 full years, with blood drawn and stored on a schedule rigorous enough to support analyses nobody had planned when the trial began. That biobank is the gift that keeps giving. Every time the measurement science improves, the stored samples can be reread with the new instruments, against a placebo group, in a population where every outcome was tracked. It is the closest thing nutrition science has to a time machine, and the methylation clock analysis is its most interesting trip yet. The parent trial is what makes the result hard to dismiss. DO-Health was not a supplement company pilot. It was a public science mega trial designed to the standards the supplement field rarely meets. Double dummy placebo design, 5 countries, pre-specified endpoints, retention most studies envy. When its main analyses reported marginal effects on disease outcomes, the supplement industry shrugged and moved on. The biobank analysis cuts the other way. The same rigor that made the headline results look underwhelming is exactly what makes the clock result worth taking seriously. A weak finding in a strong trial outweighs a strong finding in a weak one every time. The numbers deserve honest translation. A few months of clock slowing over 3 years is not a youth serum. It is a nudge on an instrument. But in a field where the entire supplement industry sells certainty on the strength of mouse data, a placebo-controlled human signal on the best available biomarker of aging is a genuinely rare artifact. The last time a simple, cheap intervention showed anything comparable on these clocks was never. Section 3. The fine print in the methylation. Here is where the craft of reading matters, because the finding has 3 caveats big enough to drive a truck through, and the authors themselves flag them. First, the analysis is post hoc. The trial was designed to measure clinical outcomes, and the clock analysis was run afterward on stored samples. Post hoc analyses are hypothesis generating, not verdict. They tell you where to look next, not what to believe. Second, the clocks themselves are contested instruments. They correlate beautifully with age and mortality at the population level, but what they measure at the individual level, and whether slowing them means slowing aging, is an open scientific argument, not a settled fact. Third, nobody knows the mechanism. Omega-3 reduces inflammation and alters cell membranes. Whether that is what the clocks are reading, and whether it matters for lifespan, is unknown. The post hoc point deserves unpacking because it is the line between science and storytelling. A trial designed to answer one question carries within it hundreds of possible other questions, and a research team with a biobank can ask them until one answers yes. Statisticians call this multiplicity, and it is the reason a post hoc p-value means less than a pre-registered one. The more questions you ask, the more yeses chance will provide. The honest defense of this particular analysis is that the question was obvious in advance. Everyone in the field wanted the clocks read from this biobank, and the result was consistent across several independent clocks, rather than cherry-picked from one. That does not make it proof. It makes it a finding worth a confirmatory trial, which is exactly what the authors call for. This content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical advice. Consult a healthcare professional before starting or stopping any supplement. Section 4. The original angle. The measurement is the story. Set the finding against the longevity industry's economics, and the real significance emerges. The wellness market sells biological age tests and biological age promises in the same storefront. Buy the clock, then buy the protocol that supposedly slows it. What the DO Health analysis demonstrates is how hard it is to move the clock even slightly with a full trial apparatus in the population where aging is fastest. If 3 years of daily omega-3 buys a few months on a methylation clock, then the $20,000 longevity protocols being sold on the promise of age reversal are not off by a little. They are off by the distance between a nudge and a promise. The pricing asymmetry is the part that should make the industry nervous. The longevity consumer is being sold measurements, biological age scores, clock readouts, dashboard deltas, as proof that the expensive protocol is working. This trial just showed what a measurable, placebo-controlled effect on those readouts looks like. And it looks like months, not decades, from the best-supported cheap intervention in the world. If the customers internalize that the instrument itself is the honest broker, that the clock cannot be bullied by marketing, then the entire premium tier of the industry has a problem, because their products have never survived the same test. The clock companies and the protocol companies have been selling each other certainty. A real trial just priced what certainty is worth. The finding also quietly rehabilitates the most unfashionable idea in nutrition, that the boring, generic, unpatentable interventions, the ones with no margin and no marketing department, are the ones that survive randomized trials. Nobody can get rich selling a gram of fish oil, which may be exactly why the result is believable. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can listen to this story and thousands of others that explore the hidden science and mechanics behind the headlines. Section 5. What to look for next. The first signal is the replication, a pre-registered trial with methylation clocks as a primary endpoint in older adults testing omega-3. If that study confirms the slowing, the finding graduates from intriguing to established. The second is the clock science itself. The next generation of clocks is being trained on outcomes rather than birthdays, and whether omega-3 moves those will answer whether the effect touches the biology of disease or merely the arithmetic of the markers. The third is the combination effect. The additive slowing from omega-3 plus vitamin D plus exercise was the strongest signal in the analysis, and a trial built to test the combination head-on would tell us whether small levers compound. The fourth is the market's response. Watch whether the biological age test industry cites this study honestly, a few months of slowing, or whether the nudge gets inflated into another reversal claim. The fifth is the mechanism hunt. If the effect is real, it runs through inflammation and membrane biology, and the basic science papers tracing that pathway will either strengthen the case or quietly bury it. The sixth is the regulatory angle. A supplement with a genuine biological age claim would be the first of its kind to test the boundary between wellness marketing and drug claims, and the agencies are already watching that border.
Each of these determines whether this analysis is remembered as the first credible evidence that a cheap supplement touches the clockwork of aging, or as another beautiful null result that got oversold on the way to the supplement shelf. Section 6. The broader pattern and open question. The broad pattern is that aging science is finally acquiring what it never had, a measurement serious enough to be disappointed by. For 50 years, the field traded in lifespan curves from model organisms and hope. The clocks changed that. They gave humans a biomarker, and biomarkers are where hype goes to die. The omega-3 signal matters not because it is large, but because it survived contact with the instrument. In a field built on extrapolation, that is what progress actually looks like. Small, measured, and real. There is a second pattern, and it is about the economics of evidence. The interventions that keep winning in rigorous trials, movement, sleep, not smoking, and now possibly a generic fat from fish, are the ones no one can own. The ones that keep losing are the ones someone is trying to sell you. The methylation clocks, whatever their flaws, have become the referee that cannot be bought. And the referee's scorecard so far reads like a rebuke to the entire business model of optimization. The deeper lesson is about where we point the research money. The cheapest questions in the pantry are the ones no one funds, because no one can patent the answer. And the most expensive protocols in the wellness economy are the ones no one tests, because someone can.
Which leaves the open question. If a $3 a month supplement can nudge the deepest clock we have, what else on the bottom shelf of the pharmacy would survive the same test? And why is nobody funding the trials that would tell us? The data is published. The clocks are ticking. The measurement is the story. And for the first time in the history of the anti-aging business, the measurement is winning. One careful, placebo-controlled, unglamorous month at a time. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create fiction, nonfiction, and turn your documents into audio, all stored in one place with a single subscription. Plus, get instant access to thousands of audiobooks and deep dive investigations. Learn more today at myaudiobooks.ai.
This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.